Turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians and the fifth chapter. Let's stand for the reading of the word. I'm going to read verses 8 through 11. We're going to go to several scriptures. We're not going to really exposit this text in the sense of how we normally do and put the passage in the message and all that. We are going to talk about this passage and come back to it. But the truth is that we are going to talk about a theme today that I think we all need to hear again from time to time. I know that I have needed it, that it has been beneficial to me, and it has been to you, and that if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it does apply to you in the overall sense, and we want to take the word and apply it to you and your faith today in the immediate sense. And we will call today's message, I Have Been Delivered. Amen. Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 11. Anybody need to be delivered today? Amen. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Father, as we look into the Word, as your Son, our Lord, our Savior, God Almighty has told us, if we continue in your word, we will be your disciples indeed. And then we will know the truth, and that truth will make us free. Lord, help us see the truth of our eternal deliverance, that we might walk in a condition of deliverance for your glory. And in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. And everyone that wants that said, amen. You may be seated. So what is it? What is it that you really want to change? Not about somebody else. What is it that you really want to change in your own life? What's that thing that you just can't tell your accountability partner if you have? You're just afraid to let out because then people would think this or that or do this or that. Or what is it that, you know, you just think, this is what, I've been like this the whole time. I'm stuck like this. I guess I'm just going to have to be like this. I put something in your bulletin today, in the insert there, and it talks about five lies that sin tells me. Lies such as, this is such a minor insignificant sin, it's not really a big deal in God's eyes. Or, if I give into this sin one time, then I'll be done with it. Yeah, right. I just need to get it out of my system. Or this sin is part of who I am. I've always struggled this way. I'll always sin this way. Or I need to give in to this sin in order to be happy. Or God wants me to be happy, therefore it's okay for me to give in to this sin. And those things are our lies. But we learn to live with them. We learn to live in the dark. Or we're so afraid of the dark. But have you ever been delivered from something? I have been delivered from drug use. I no longer do drugs. I don't want to do drugs. You cannot tempt me with drugs because I don't want them. They hold no power over me. If you ever had something like that happen in your life, say amen. Amen. Now, again, it could be drugs, it could be drinking, it could be pornography, it could be any type of addiction, it could be something you just want to struggle over. It may not be sin per se, but it's a sin to you because there's not faith in it, and you just know you'd rather be done with it. How does that happen? It is very clear, but we don't really apply this. Or we apply it in the wrong way. It's like we think, okay, Jesus says his truth is that I never have to be sick again, and that's not Jesus' truth. His truth is that I don't have to sin even when I'm sick again. That's his truth. His truth is to overcome the distrust, disbelief, and disobedience to God and saying that you can, even under this pressure. That's his truth. Now, he heals people. He delivers people. He sets them free. But a lot of times, it's not in the way that we think. We claim promises that aren't actually there. But before I get off on all that, let me just talk to you about what God is really doing. Because have you ever had it happen where you've had something just drop off you like a weight and you didn't even know it was on you? It's like, woo, I feel free. I mean, I've lost 50 pounds and I didn't realize how young I really am getting up and down. And how old I am trying to get up and down. But you know what happens when a weight's been lifted to you. It's like a batter on the on-deck circle. He uses that little donut on the bat and swings it so that then when he takes the donut off, he can swing faster, right? Because a weight has been lifted. It's almost like God has been doing resistance training, but now it's time for the training wheels to come off. So I want to talk about several things today. I want to talk about how we've been delivered from the domain of darkness, how we've been delivered from the power of darkness, how we can be delivered from the fear of darkness, and what I really want to get to today, being delivered from the pleasure of darkness. How does that start? Well, let me tell you how it starts. It starts by realizing the truth. I have been delivered. Can anybody say that? Do you know what I mean by that? That's the starting point. I've been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred into his kingdom of light. Let me read from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. We'll just look at several texts today, just kind of cursory glance at them and talk about them. Colossians 1 verse 13. It says, he has delivered us. He has delivered us. It is past tense. You have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son. 1 Peter 2:9. You've read 1 Peter 2:9 before. We've earned 2 Peter. Before that, guess where we were? We were in 1 Peter. And 1 Peter 2:9 says what? But you, someone say, me.
Me.
Someone say, I have been delivered. Yes, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. His own possession. That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let me tell you something about darkness. The only way that it goes away is by exposing it to the light. And there is a way to do that is very simple, yet profound, and we forget it, and it's got time to be reminded of it again. And we'll be very practical here, not just overview. I'm going to get down to brass tacks today. Does anybody want to be delivered today? Today. Because you could be delivered today, but you still got to walk it out, right? You could pick up those chains tomorrow. Say, oh, I think I'll put these on again, like a necklace. But the beginning of being delivered, because what we're going to start with is, I have been delivered. And then we're going to end with, I have been delivered. How do we go from, I know I've been delivered in my condition as far as my position in Christ? But how do I walk in that day by day? How does that happen? Right? How can I keep the devil from tricking me into thinking that I still have to commit the same old sins? You won't be sinless, but you can sin less. You can keep exposing the light to different areas of your heart through your whole life and get it lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. But the starting point is, I have been delivered. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, he has transferred you from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of light. Now, we know that's true. Does anybody know that's true? Amen. But there's a thing. We don't walk that way. It's like, okay, I've been transferred eternally up there with Jesus, sitting next to the throne with him and all that. And yet in my daily life, it's like I've got the dimmer switch on or I've got the curtains drawn. There's a permanent blinder over me. I'm walking in darkness. Now, anybody that walks in darkness doesn't actually have the light, but you think that you are. It seems like you are. It seems like I can never be delivered. I'm trusting Jesus for my salvation. But are you trusting Jesus for your deliverance? The first thing is to know, I have been delivered. Let's say it once again. I have been delivered. The second thing I want to show you, though, is I can be delivered. Let me turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Anybody with me? I hope so, because I'm on the path of deliverance, baby. Yes. Oh, boy. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11 says, and such were some of you. And if you read verses 9 and 10, he gives the whole litany of types of sins people can commit. And they're identifying them by them sins. But he says, such were some of you. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Don't be identified by your sin. Be identified by your Savior. Maybe you're still having a struggle with it, but you have been delivered in position. It has happened. Now you begin to learn to walk that way. And the first thing you say is, I have been delivered. The second thing is, I can be delivered. Right now, maybe this is seems to identify me more than the other thing. But I'm on my way out. That's the way I'm trending, baby. That's not the way I'm going to. It may be the way I was, but it's not the way I am, and it's not the way I'm going to be. And so I can walk in that. So I was like that. I was a whoremonger. I was a drug user. I was physically abusive to people. I was this little tyrant, but no more. I did, but now I do. The starting point is, I have been delivered. You got to know that and get that down in your soul. You've got to keep reading that word until it becomes life to you. There's a segment of Christianity out there that I do not espouse that says, you know, you just do this and you say this like it's a magic book. But I will say, they get one thing right. You have to apply your faith to your life. And his word is what sets you free. That's the truth that sets you free. God delivers the people of God by the truth of God. You've got to get it down. The first thing is, I have been delivered. Then I can be delivered. You don't be identified with your sin. I'm a this Christian. Do you say that? I'm a murderous Christian. Right? I'm a thieving Christian. You don't have to do that. Don't do that. You want to be delivered, you got to start believing you're delivered and that you're going to be delivered. I have been delivered. I can be delivered. Don't be defined by your sin, but be defined by your Savior. There is a way out. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, very, very famous verse. No temptation has overtaken you. So it can overtake you. You see that? It can overtake you. But there's none that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape. I'm going to show you what that way is, that you may be able to endure it. There is a way out. First, again, I have been delivered. Second, I can be delivered. I don't have to be identified by my sin, but by my Savior. And there is a way out. Your case is not special or too hard for God. Yes, it is unique to you, and it's unique because you have your own personality, your own things and all that, but do not discount the power of God. What are you doing? Distrust, disbelieve, disobey. There is a way out. Now, I'll say this in the general sense. Sometimes you're in the specific sense, and you went to lunch with her, then you started calling her every day, then you shared your dreams together, then all of a sudden you're in bed together. You're, well, how did that happen? You need to take the off-ramp while you still can, buddy. But let me tell you, there is a way out. You think, I'll never get over this depression. I'll never get over this desire to steal things. I'll never get over this thought of, I will always compare myself to somebody else's situation. I'll never get out of that drinking or that drugs or that porn or that anger or that whatever it is. I'll never do it. You just don't understand. Maybe I don't understand, but I understand this. There is no temptation except that which is common to man. Other people have gone through it. Other people are going through it. And other people are going to get out the other side and say, praise the Lord. Is that going to be you? You can be delivered. You have been delivered. That's why you can be delivered. Do you get the point? There is a way out. Now, what is that way? What is that way? That brings us to our next phrase I'll use. I have been delivered. I can be delivered. I will be delivered. How are you delivered? John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How does God deliver you? How does he beat back the lies in your life? By the truth. It is your stinking thinking, your hard hearing that leads you to have these assumptions and think you have to do these certain things. Because you're not thinking right. It is not about your behavior and your actions first. It's about your attitude. It's about your beliefs first. And you think, it's just not working. That's your belief. I will be delivered. Truth is the way out. Truth is the way out. Deliverance is not a matter of resolve. Deliverance is a matter of revelation. It's the truth of God that delivers the people of God. You say, God is not good. Taste and see the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. God is good in all that he does and brings good things to the children of God. It's the truth of God that delivers the people of God. Let me say it this way. I'm not going to go into every little thing about your addiction or your problem with somebody else. Let me just say it this way. Let's say that there's something that you're looking at and you ought not to look at, or listening to, you ought not to listen to. Here's what's going on. The big lie is God is not good. And you think, what does that have to do with this? Let me tell you. Because you're thinking, this is good, and God is not good for denying me this pleasure. That's what you're doing in that moment. You're saying, this is good, and God is not. You're thinking, I'm not really doing that. Okay, let me go a little further. 1A. God is not good enough. I need to do this. You just want me to sit in my closet and pray and do all that. What I want you to do is get in your closet and pray through until God delivers you. And His truth will do that. He is good. And He is good enough. And He is enough for you to overcome that sin. He wants to be with you in that. But you've got to trust that He has delivered you, that you can be delivered. There is a way out. And His truth is the way to do it. Yes, you should maybe have an accountability partner. Yes, you should confess to other people. Not everybody. Yes, you should, you know, be singing and praising and reading your Bible and all these things. But it is His truth that makes you free. You shall know, experientially know, it means there. You shall know the truth. If you continue in His word, what is His word but His voice? If He came down here right now and says, I deliver you, you'd be delivered. Listen to Him now. I deliver you. I have delivered you. I will deliver you by my truth. What is the truth that made you free? To trust Him and not fear the penalty of what's going to happen on the other side. The truth of Jesus Christ, knowing that He's your Lord and Savior and that He died on the cross for your sins. Amen? Amen. And it's not just for the penalty of sin, it's for the power in this life. You're not going to be fully removed from the presence of it, but you can do the battle now and grow in relationship with Him. If you've been delivered from drugs, you can be delivered from drink. You get that? If you've been delivered from lust, you can be delivered from lying. Do you get that? If you've been delivered from one thing, you know the power of His deliverance, and you can apply it to other areas of your life. And the way to do that is the truth. I have been delivered. That's the starting point. I can be delivered. You don't have to be identified by your sin. You can be identified by your Savior, and your case is not special or too hard for God. You are special to God. He does love you. There is an individual component there, but the program is the same. It's the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth is what will make you free. It's the truth of God that delivers the people of God. I will be delivered by the truth. Because one day, the truth of God that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, right? That Jesus is Lord. That truth's going to deliver some people to hell and some people to heaven. That truth that one day I'll be free from the pleasure and the presence of sin means one day it'll happen. So I will be delivered by the truth eventually. Can I be delivered by the truth today? And can I walk in that truth? And the answer is yes. Why? Because I have been delivered. I've been transferred. I'm in the right wheelhouse now. I've got the power. It's not an unsolvable case. He solves it the same way for everybody with His truth. I want to be delivered. That's the next one. Again, I have been delivered. Colossians 1:13. I can be delivered, 1 Corinthians 6:11, 1 Corinthians 10:13. I have, I can, I will be delivered, John 8:32. And now I want to be delivered, Romans 12:1 and 2. Again, very famous verses. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? Using His truth. That by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and purpose. In other words, how you live it out is by you believe and then you behave. But the first thing is, do you present yourself? And guess what? He's changing your mind right then. It took Him 11 chapters to get to that point. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, by the mercies of God. In other words, everything I just said, the greatest thing that had ever been written was Romans chapter 1 through 11. I'm convinced of that. And then he says, I know it takes a lot for you to change who you are on your own. And you won't do it, but if you were with me, you will be able to do it. Present yourself. Learn to walk this thing out. Get your mind renewed. And then you will live it out and you will know this change. You will be delivered. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God, Lord Jesus Christ, I am free at last. Beliefs shape behavior. It's not just what you think, but how you think. We think that, well, you know, it's just not going to work for me. Really? Why? There is no temptation that has overtaken you So he knows the temptation can overtake you, but he says, there's a way out. Those bondages can be so heavy on you. But when the Lord sets you free, you are free indeed. Amen. It's you who walks back into that. You got to present yourself and then renew your mind. Get that thing down in your heart. Do you even know that God loves you? You don't just hear that you're bad. You hear that God is good and that he's done. Your filthy rags are like righteous robes because of what he has done. Beliefs shape behavior. If there's something you keep going back to, it's because something you keep thinking subconsciously or consciously. You just don't realize it. Get to the bottom of it. Just go home. You know better. Don't just go home. Just stay here and pray until it happens. Get his word down in you. I can talk to you. You can talk to other people. You can ask God. It can happen. You can stay here all the way through the evening service. Don't leave. I'll be with you all day. Until he delivers you. He can. His truth will set you free. The only way darkness goes away is by exposing it to light. Where does his light come from? It comes from the word of God. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of your words brings light and life. I have been delivered. That's the starting point. I can be delivered. That is the truth. There is a way. I will be delivered. Truth is the way out. God delivers his people through his word. I want to believe. I want to be delivered. Not just what you think, but how you think. If you hear, and you get offended here, and you get offended here and all that, that is the stopping point. That's just that little thing. Let it happen. If you are this incredible prize fighter, and you've never lost, and you've knocked every single man out every time in the first round, the guy is still going to be swinging at you on the other side. You will still have to take a couple of blows to get in there close enough to his chin and knock that sucker out. Don't let sin knock you out. Beat it back with truth. Pastor, I don't know how to overcome this sin. I do, truth. Let's find it. Let's fellowship in it. Let's be free in it. I have been delivered. Colossians 1:13, that's the starting point. I can be delivered. 1 Corinthians 6:11, 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is a way out. I will be delivered. Truth is that way out. John 8:32, I want to be delivered. Romans 12:2, beliefs will shape my behavior. I want it. Have you presented yourself a living sacrifice? Holy, acceptable, that's your spiritual act of worship. It's a worship problem. Your drug problem is a worship problem. Your pornography problem is a worship problem. Your anger problem is a worship problem. Now, you can have things going on in your head. You may need to take medicine and all that. We're not discounting that. Yay, do it. But sometimes our despair problem is a worship problem. Don't think, well, I'm going to worship now and get rid of all my meds. Not necessarily. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying don't have grief counseling. I'm not saying don't have support group. I'm not saying you're not going to have to walk through these things and all that. Again, that boxer has to still go in the ring, right? But what's the truth that's guiding you through? I will make it through this because I'm being pulled that way into eternity. I have been delivered. I can be delivered. I will be delivered. I want to be delivered. Anybody with me now? Now let's look at the passage that we started with. Ephesians 5, 8 through 11. Let me read it again. Because I want to apply this in a certain way. For at one time you were darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Ding. This is what we've been saying the whole time. Walk as children of light, but I don't know how to do that. Keep the light with you. How do you walk as the children of light? Keep the light with you. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It's not a very little light. It's a gigantic floodlight on your soul. And he goes, for the fruit of the light is found that all is good and right and true. Try to discern what's pleasing to the Lord. And verse 11 tells you how to do that. Don't take part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Now, I'm not talking about going around saying, you're sinning, ha-ha. I'm talking about for you. Let that light shine on your own heart. That's how you get delivered. Shine the light in your own heart. Let me read 1 Thessalonians 5:5. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Anybody still with us? Yes. It says, "For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or the darkness." Verse 6 says, "Though then let us not sleep as other do, but let us keep awake and be sober." Hello. By the way, it does mean more than being drunk, but it doesn't mean less than that. "For those of us sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let's be sober and put on the," means sober-minded, folks. "Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined you for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you, so that whether you are awake or asleep, you might live with him. Encourage one another and build each other up." Shine the light in your own heart. That is how you get delivered. You put the truth on it. If you start to mess up and God allows you to get caught being messed up, praise his name, because the fact is he's getting you one step closer. Now your conscience is working. Now you have to do something about it. Do something about it. Keep shining the light on it. Get that truth out there and become like it. You become like what you worship. You worship what you're thinking about. Again, what happens? Why do people not get delivered? They trusted in Jesus. They're saved. But they keep going back to that same old thing. Why is that? Because in that moment, they're saying, "God is not good in denying me this pleasure." That's what you're saying. Here's this thing. Here's God. This is good. I need this. This will satisfy me. I need this, or I'll be a bad person. I need this. It's not so bad. I need this. It's not hurting anybody else. And that's wrong, because he that joined the Lord is one spirit, one with the Lord and one with each other. So you're smoking me out. You're joining me to that thing. Every set of eyeballs is currency. Every set of eyeballs is currency. The more hits that site gets, the more prolific that stuff gets, right? And you're the one that's giving them the currency. You are the slave master, and you are the slave. Whatever you're overcome by, to that you are enslaved. Do you want those chains to get off of your life? I do. I want them to get off your life. I want them to get off my life. And I'm not going to pretend there's not still things in my life that I need to be delivered from, because there are. But praise God, I've seen how his deliverance works, and I've got to get back to the basics. It's spring training again. And you know what I need? I need his truth to pierce into my soul and deliver me. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. How does he set you free? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Get here, get home, do whatever you got to do, get in your closet, and just keep pouring over that truth and praying out that truth and pleading to God for the truth until he sets you free, because he says he would. But we say, "God's not good in denying me this pleasure," or "God's not good enough." This is good, God's not. I need this pleasure. What's the truth? We sang it so many times today. The music fit along perfectly with it. It's his truth. It's his truth. It's his truth. How does he deliver you? How did he deliver you? With his truth. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The way. We talked about the way. The truth. He is the truth. And the life. Do you want to live a life of forgiveness, of deliverance? That's our last point. First point again. I've been delivered. I can be delivered. I will be delivered. I want to be delivered. I live to be delivered. I have been delivered. Galatians 2:20. You know the verses. I don't even have to turn there. But you know what they are. Galatians 2:20. Here's Paul walking in freedom, walking in liberty, walking in deliverance. He says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Now, he seems to contradict himself right here and again, but that's not what he means. He says, "And the life I now live in the flesh." He's saying, this is Jesus living through me. Not that you don't have to do anything. It's just automatic. No, you keep walking in the truth. He says how to do it. "The life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." The fact that you are justified, declared righteous in the sight of God, that you've been delivered positionally from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, means you can walk as children of light. But it doesn't happen automatically. That's why he says, you were once darkness, now you are light. Walk as children of light. How do you do that? You first know that you are a child of light. Second, you know that you can walk as a child of light. Third, you give yourself to that truth. You live in that, and then you can say, "I have been delivered." I have been delivered. Anybody, can they say that now? I have been delivered. You got to be able to say it if you're a child of God. You may not be walking in certain areas of deliverance. That's what we're talking about today. But it all starts with, I have been delivered. See, the battle of the devil, you know, you could say, oh, demonic possession and the powers of this and the generational territorial and all that kind of stuff. Whatever. You got a more basic battle than that. The devil's, you know, he's got a limited amount of demons and things like that. So you're probably too little to worry about anyway. But let me tell you this. He's around, but his idea is to get you to distrust, disbelieve, and disobey God. And if that keeps happening to you, what you need to fight it with is truth. You can be delivered. I've been delivered from this fear of having to please other people. And I'm just going to preach it. And if all of you leave, I'm going to keep preaching it. If you kick me out the pasture, I'll preach in the pasture. Amen. Amen. Right?
That's true.
But I don't think that's going to happen because I think we got some people together. Amen? Amen. Let's hear it loud so people on our, you know, they can hear it.
Amen.
We are flourishing in the Lord. We're not floundering in the Lord. Let me tell you straight up. Anybody changed in here? Anybody been changing? Anybody want to change in here? Who's been delivered? I've been delivered. I've been delivered. I can be delivered. You might have that thing. I'm not trying to beat you up for your sin. I'm trying to beat up the devil to get away from your sin. But that's what he tries to do. You can be delivered from fear, delivered from anger, delivered from addiction, and you can be free at last. And I don't mean just in position, I mean in your condition. You don't have to keep doing that same thing over and over again. I have been delivered. I know that I trust the Lord Jesus Christ for my salvation. And I do not belong to the kingdom of darkness. I belong to the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his beloved Son. I am part of that holy nation, that royal priesthood. I have been called out. I have been possessed by God. Are you possessed? I'm possessed. Because you act like a possessed man. I am possessed. I'm possessed by God. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. I've been bought back from that kingdom of darkness. I was enslaved, and now I'm free as a child of God. And if I want to feel that freedom, I have to walk in it. And what does that mean? Walk in the truth. You're walking in the kingdom of light, and those chains begin to drop, and new chains you didn't even know were there start to drop, and then you realize what the program is and how he does it, and you keep saying, pour it on! Pour that truth on me! Purify my soul. Pour your portion over me. Again, deliverance is not a matter of resolve. It's a matter of revelation. It is the truth of God's word that delivers God's people. So I plead with you today. Don't let it go. Don't let this go. Hold on to this word that we're delivering to you from God today, and get over that thing. Not to show everybody else off, not to say, look what the Lord has done with me, but to say, look at the Lord in my life, that you can see it for yourself. Believe me, other people will see it anyway. Because people may not be able to put their finger on it, but people know. There must be something going on. Someone that's close to you, there must be something going on. Oh, no, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. And it's not. But it can be. Why? Because you've been put in a position of deliverance already. Transferred out of the kingdom. Put into the new kingdom. It's going to work. You're going to wind up being fully delivered. I believe that. If you believe in God, I believe in you. Hallelujah. But I believe in his power of his truth to bring you along further so that you can walk in it. And by mercy and grace, we can help each other in the direction of Christ's likeness by his truth. Just keep repeating the truth. Just keep repeating the truth. I've been married for a few years now. Talking to somebody that's been married over 60 years today. You know, sometimes you don't feel as much as in love as you do at other times because you're sick, or they're making you sick, or whatever it may be. Oh, no one's laughing at that one, right? But you know, there's a little thing that my wife and I do. And we do it so many times a day. And it doesn't have to be what you do or anything like that. We just say, I love you. I bet you we say it 30 or 40 times a day. I love you. Just spontaneous. She's in the bathroom. I'm on the other side of the house. It's a text. I love you. It's that truth that makes me free of the fear of she's going to leave me. I'm going to die alone. Now, see, the thing is, you might be alone, but God is still with you. You may not have that other person. You may not have your health. You may not have any wealth. You may have a lot of people against you, some for good reasons, some for not so good reasons. But what's God's truth? He loves you, and he's delivered you from that dark kingdom into his light kingdom. And so, therefore, knowing that you will make it there, you can start walking that way and basking in the light. It's time for some of us to get a suntan, S-O-N. I could go on all day, but let's just pray. Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that we have been delivered from that kingdom of darkness, that thick darkness that clouded our hearts and clouded our minds and clouded our ears and clouded our eyes and clouded our life. And Lord, you've turned the light on. Help us keep it on with your truth. You've given us the means. We know you work through means. We know it's not automatic. I mean, you're saving us is that way in a sense, but it's applying our faith to life that we might walk in the light because we have been delivered. And the truth is we can be delivered. We will be delivered. I pray now, Lord, that in the hearts of all that hear this message, they will want to be delivered, live to be delivered, and be able to say, I have been delivered. In Jesus' name, amen.